Friends, this is the joyful feast of the people of God. We have gathered in spirit from the north and the south, the east and the west, to receive what only Christ can offer, food for the risky and rewarding journey. We are guests at his table. Remember, Christ is the host, whether you are sitting in your kitchen, in your favorite chair, on the deck or the porch, at home or in the mountains, at the shore or on a work break. With open hearts and hands, you are invited not to take, but to receive the simple elements we are about to bless. The bread that we break is the body of Christ, broken so that we might be made whole. As Jesus broke bread with his disciples while sharing a Passover meal with them, he said, "This is my body, given for you. Do this in remembrance of me."
And in the same way, Christ took the cup, and after giving thanks for it and blessing it, and before sharing it with those he loved, he said to them, "This is my blood, poured out for you. Whenever you do this, do it in remembrance of me."
We pause now to give thanks and to ask God's blessing on these simple elements. Gracious God, your Son Jesus knew exactly what we would need to do in order to remember him. Food would need to be involved. Not fancy food, not food only some could access or afford, but rather the basic stuff of life. Bread, fruit of the vine. So take our simple elements, today as varied as we are, and transform them and us into something new. Bless our receiving, bless our giving, bless us and your church as we, having been fed, both feed and dare to eat with others. All of these things we pray in Christ's name. Amen. I invite you now to take the bread that is in front of you, and as we receive it, as we share it together, remember, Christ's body was broken so that we might be made whole. Remembering this, take and eat.
And now I invite you to take the cup that is in front of you. And as you do, remember, Christ's life was poured out that we might live lives of fullness. Remembering this, we take and drink.
Thank you.
I invite you to be with me in a spirit of prayer. God, thank you. Having received communion, we have indeed received you. Having been fed at your open, expansive, all-encompassing table at which everyone has a seat, may we go out into the world to feed others with kindness, with generosity, with compassion, with food, with justice. And may we do so mindful that in all of our giving, we are giving the very spirit of your Son Jesus, the one in whose name we pray. Amen.
As we prepare to enter into a time of prayer, let me share with you some joys and concerns that have come to our attention in the course of this past week. We begin with joys. Veda Timko's grandson, Eric Timko, graduated from Methacton High School. Unfortunately, we missed mentioning his name when we celebrated our grads a couple of Sundays ago. Our apologies. We want to celebrate with Veda and her family. Eric is headed to Jefferson University in the fall. And another joy, also a bit of an announcement, Pat Riker, who is a member of our outreach team, has let me know that each Wednesday during the noon chime concerts, she will be in the parking lot with her trunk open so the persons who would like to donate staple food items to Manna on Main Street might do so. All you need to do is place your food items in her trunk and she will deliver them directly to Manna. This will happen throughout the summer on our Wednesdays at noon. If she cannot be here, another member of our outreach team will be here with trunk open as well. And some concerns. We keep in our prayers Ricky Lee Sands, who will be undergoing surgery on Monday. We want to pray for Ricky as that surgery unfolds and then as mending and healing happens afterwards. Also, Dan Panichida is recuperating from surgery that he had on June 26th, and we want to keep Dan in our prayers. We continue to pray for Alan and Judy Johnston as they navigate a new way of being in the light of Alan's recent diagnosis. And we pray for Ginny Collins, who after a brief stay at the hospital is now at Elm Terrace Gardens undergoing rehab. With these joys and concerns, and with the joys and concerns that we each bring, let us be together in a spirit of prayer. Loving God, our need to receive, be it help, hope, healing, strength, wisdom, perspective, or peace draws us to you in prayer this day and every day. We each come burdened in one way or another by the cares of life and concerns about those we love. Help us to remember that in order to receive, our minds, hearts, and hands need to be open. Please meet us where we are and grant us grace to receive all that you have to offer. We pray for loved ones near and far in need of your healing touch. We pray especially today for Alan, Dan, Ginny, and Ricky Lee. We pray for our world, your world, still in the grips of a pandemic, and ask that you comfort those who have lost loved ones. Strengthen those who are fighting the virus. Guide those who are seeking to create a vaccine and better treatment options. And enlarge the hearts of those who, thinking only of themselves and their own needs, ignore guidelines and restrictions intended to protect the most vulnerable among us. We remember this day the children we have chosen to sponsor all around the world, who are also being impacted by this pandemic, a pandemic that has changed their lives and ours in so many ways. Watch over them. And we pray for our children and youth close to home, and today in particular, celebrate with Eric and his family as he graduates from high school and looks forward to college. In a climate of continued unrest stirred by racial injustice, we pray that we will each be willing to address the prejudices that are so much a part of our being, we no longer recognize them as problematic or life-diminishing. May we have the courage to see as you see, to look for Christ in each person we encounter, and may we have the desire to offer a cup of cold water to all who are thirsty, regardless of the color of their skin. Finally, O God, we pray for the United Church of Christ. Having celebrated its 63rd anniversary this past Thursday, may we, as members of the United Church of Christ, seek always to live up to the words from Scripture that were claimed by our forebearers in the faith on June 25th, of 1957, that we might all be one, as you, God, and your Son Jesus are one. This we pray with hope and conviction, in the name of the one who has fed us at his table and now calls us to go out into the world and share his love and light. Amen.
As you do indeed go out into the world, about the remainder of your day and your week, please remember that you are both giver and receiver of God's love. May you have the courage and the grace to offer and accept God's help and God's hope today and every day. And as you do, may you be surrounded by the love of God, filled with the peace of Christ, and moved by the power of God's Holy Spirit, now and always. Amen. Thank you.